You're listening to SBS News.
3 days each week, Ahmed Azza and Salman Al-Faluti wait tables at an unremarkable-looking cafe in the bustling Indonesian city of Yogyakarta. But the men have pasts that are remarkable, both having spent several years in prison for terrorism-related crimes. And the cafe, named Gundrang, doubles as a homegrown so-called de-radicalisation program. The 28-year-old Azar spent 5 years in Supermax, the maximum security jail on Java's notorious prison island, Nusa Kambangan. He had tried to make a bomb after conducting research on the internet in 2012. He says his target was the United States Embassy in Jakarta, but authorities foiled the Jamaah Islamiyah-linked plot and Azar was jailed.
The bomb wasn't about the amount of damage caused. Rather, the objective of the bomb was to create chaos and terror.
The 30-year-old Al-Faluti was jailed for engaging in military-style training with Indonesia's main militant group, JAD, and before his arrest, was bound for the battlefields of Syria. Both men are now participating in a program teaching them hospitality and business skills at Gandrung. Mohammed Enam, a man with a stake in bringing such people back into society, established the program. His own brother Mukolad went to Syria to join militant fighters and was killed by the age of 18. He had been persuaded to act as a suicide bomber in the city of Aleppo in 2012. His younger brother's death inspired Mohammed Enam to establish the program.
I tell the ex-terrorists that the real jihad is to keep the peace of the world, to take care of family and not to make a war.
Success is difficult to measure, but early signs are positive for the several dozen young men like Salman Al-Faluti who have been through the cafe program.
I started to reconsider my way of thinking, from being hardline to being more tolerant.
Apart from gaining practical skills, the young men are exposed to lectures and information sessions, often offering them different interpretations of their religion. Analysts like Associate Professor Mohammed Wildan from Yogyakarta's Islamic University says the re-education process is far more difficult because of a prevailing lack of religious and social media literacy. He says many vulnerable young men simply accept and believe what they see and read online.
Certain verses of Quran being twisted by radical, for example, and then it is posted in the social media, and then many people will believe, oh yes, this is right, this is against the belief of Islam. The other group are infidel, the other group is non-Muslim, for example, kafir, for example.
Mohammed Wildan helps Mohammed Enam with aspects of his program. He's interviewed militants in prisons across Indonesia and says a lack of employment prospects and practical skills training are significant contributors to the problem.
Such treatment to the terrorists in jail, not only dealing with ideology, but dealing with psychological thing and also how to integrate into the society, also to give them more skill to work or to run a small business. I think two or three things should go together.
So preparing and serving coffee has a deeper purpose at Gandrung. And Mohammed Enam says he's determined to use his brother's story as motivation.
Baru-baru bergabung dengan kita, ya kita hati-hati.
It is hard to influence the person through his mind. We have to treat him as a human being and touch his heart.
Jadi kita sentuh dari dalam hatinya.
Ahmed Azar says the lessons learned have changed his perspective on both religion and life.
Now I feel peace. I don't want to have violence as a means. I want to spread non-violent Islam through peaceful means.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.